This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm John Idstein. Israeli armored vehicles are reportedly heading into Hebron at this hour. This in response to last night's gunfight in the city, which left a dozen Israelis and three Palestinians dead. A spokesman for the Israeli army is reporting that Palestinian gunmen opened fire on Israelis last night in an alley not far from the Tomb of the Patriarchs. Israeli soldiers and security forces from a nearby army post apparently responded. Islamic Jihad has claimed responsibility for the ambush. NPR's Jackie Northam joins us. Jackie, what's happening there right now?
Well, dozens of armored vehicles began amassing on the outskirts of Hebron just before nightfall today. It's part of what the military spokesmen were saying earlier in the day, that the army was going to take control of the full all of Hebron once again. The armored vehicles came in from many directions. The roads had been closed all day anyway, and there was a huge military presence here anyway because of this attack last night. And they had gone in and reoccupied areas of the city that they had pulled out of 3 weeks earlier. So it's been a very, very tense situation there all day and a huge military presence. And again, the armored vehicles are rolling in now.
Any official comment from the Israeli government yet about this ambush that occurred last night?
No real official word from the Israeli government. The military has been talking about it all day, and that the government met last night shortly after the attack. There was no official word about what they were going to do, and it's we thought that we would get a better idea sooner rather than later. And obviously, with the armored vehicles rolling in now, there's a pretty good sense that they are going to launch some sort of operation there.
How about Palestinian officials? Any response from them?
No response from any Palestinian officials yet on this. As you mentioned, the Islamic Jihad did claim responsibility for this attack. They said it was in response to the killing last weekend of one of their leaders in the northern West Bank, Iyad Sawaha. He was killed by Israeli troops in another big operation there. They went in solely to get him, and there was a huge gun battle, and they got him. And again, the Islamic Jihad said this attack last night in Hebron was in response for that.
Do we have a clearer understanding about what exactly happened in this alleyway last night?
We have a much better idea today, and actually, it's, once the dust settled, you have to remember that this was done under the cover of darkness, and it was just chaos. Initially, we thought that those that were killed were settlers, all 12 of them. As it turns out, a spokesman for the Israeli Defense Forces says, among the 12, there were 4 soldiers that were killed, 5 border police, and 3 Jewish settlers who were acting as security guards for the settlement. There was more than 15 people wounded as well. Now, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, say that initially they thought that the gunmen had tried to infiltrate the settlement, and it's unclear what happened. They were either spotted in trying to do that, or they changed their mind. Something happened, though, this is according to the IDF, and they started firing at the Israeli soldiers instead. Now, spokesmen say that the battle was really very intense. There was grenades involved, and there was shooting from above and from all sides, actually, for well over an hour. And they killed the commander of Hebron, really a very senior Israeli military figure here. So it was intense, and it went on for a very, very long time.
And as I understand it, the ambush occurred as settlers were returning from the Tomb of the Patriarchs their settlement.
That's right. They were on a road. It's called Worshipper's Alley, and they were making their way back. And they were trying to reach a small gate that would put them back into their settlement. They hadn't quite got there yet when the gunfire broke out. So they were able to stay more or less out of the fray of all the gunfire.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting from Israel.